Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
Intensive violence here, with the last day yesterday, people describing it as hell on earth in Beirut especially.
This day before Thanksgiving is a busy one for travel. Meteorologist Craig Allen says the weather won't help in the eastern half of the country.
Travel is definitely going to be troublesome during the entire day on Thursday. In the form of rain and snow, and gusty winds will be picking up and temperatures will be plummeting.
President-elect Trump's border czar Tom Homan visited the Texas-Mexico border and promised a mass deportation.
The nation wants a safe country. We've had enough crime in this country, illegal alien crime. It's time to end it and stop it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback? In the cold, Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami, so how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s. By Friday and Saturday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, if you've got outdoor plans, going hunting, maybe more grocery shopping for the big meal tomorrow, you're going to want to wear warm clothes, that's for sure. Welcome in on a Wednesday morning. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, the cold weather is definitely going to stay a part of our forecast. What's a little different about today is that we do have a possibility of snow probably coming up later this afternoon. Not really getting much of a bead on how much snow, but the good news is that it should be fairly light for most of Wisconsin, and on Thanksgiving Thursday, sunshine back in the forecast. Temperatures still stay cold, but not much in the way of precipitation. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, will have your update on what's happening with the weather. What have you got planned for Thanksgiving? Are you enjoying friends and family at your house? Maybe you've got a unique venue that you're going to. Maybe you're headed back out to the woods. We've got gun deer updates as far as the deer harvest for you on a Wednesday. Or maybe you're doing some traveling, whatever you're doing, feel free to share it with us on our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. I mentioned to you on Monday that we've got a nominee to be the next U.S. Department of Agriculture secretary. Well, we still need to get a farm bill done to kind of allow that agency to do its work. Up next, Ben Jarboe visits with the president of the National Farmers Union on the terrain he sees developing in the lame duck session in Washington, D.C. That's the conversation coming your way next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good. Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
2024 has been a bit of a crazy year for agriculture, with high production and crops, an increase of avian influenza and dairy cattle, and a presidential election. But as we look forward, what is the necessity for agriculture? From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarboe, and I'm joined by the president of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue, to see what they feel are the most important things to focus on as we come into the next Congress, as well as what he feels needs to happen in the dairy industry to keep it strong.
It feels like a farmer's rule, right? Is that when we have a lot of production, prices just aren't there to meet us. And then when prices are strong, we don't have enough product to be able to meet that. That said, the other point I would say on that is that along with low prices, we continue to be paying through the nose for a lot of inputs, right? So prices are just working against us totally. There's a lot of discussion going on right now as we look at the so-called lame duck session that Congress is going to look at. There's a lot of conversation in there about disaster relief. Part of that's being led by the hurricanes that were in the southern part of the country. But I think that farm economy relief is another element of that. We don't yet know what those components might be or what the odds are. Congress has a lot of things to do in a very short amount of time. It is possible to make this actually happen, but we'll have to wait and see exactly what it looks like.
As we start to look a little forward, we know the Trump administration doesn't really like regulations when it comes to agriculture. Are we going to see some decrease and changes in regulations now, do you believe, like for producers?
Yeah, as we begin to see the nominees for the different cabinet positions, one thing is already becoming abundantly clear. As you said, there's a theme of deregulating. And as a farmer who has to deal with regulations out there, I'm always for regulatory relief. I think the caution, if I might suggest to the new administration, is just cutting regulations isn't enough. We have to be very smart about it. Slashing and burning staff and some of those components can actually end up being barriers to farmers, whether it's not being able to get something done because no longer have people in that office to sign off on it. So I think regulatory relief, it will be welcomed, and I expect that it'll be a kind of a central theme for this new incoming administration. What are the effects of that, though, directly on farmers? We're going to be watching very, very closely.
Well, and to kind of go along with the regulation, recently it was passed where livestock, cattle, and bison have to have the electronic ear ID tag. Is that something that you foresee to continue through this next 4 years, or is it something that you think could possibly actually be pulled off of?
Well, I think issues like animal ID are likely to kind of like continue to kind of like wallow out there for a while, I think. That's a little bit of the uncertainty. We're seeing a lot of names right now for a potential nominee for Secretary of Ag. We're also seeing a lot of names for those other positions underneath USDA that will have a big impact on things like animal ID. The mission and the kind of views on policy for each of those people, it's all over the map. You have some folks who are probably very pro-mandatory animal ID, if you will, and those who think that that's too much intrusion into the government. I don't know where that's going to end up, but I think that's one of the other points that we're trying to make as we look at these potential nominees is exactly what are their positions? Are they family farmer friendly? Do they end up hurting agriculture in the large scheme? And those are going to be the questions we're asking of everybody.
As we continue on the animal trend here, let's look more into the dairy. Obviously, the bird flu, the avian influenza, has become a big issue in the dairy industry, especially in now California, as we're seeing lots and lots of cases, even transmitting to people. But for states like Wisconsin, is there going to be something to help those farmers as there's still the same demand for dairy to help them keep producing to be able to get their dairy products out as much as they can?
Wisconsin dairy farmers everywhere. I'm one of the many former dairy farmers out there. We're sometimes our worst enemy, right, in that when prices are low, we squeeze more milk out to try to cover that difference, and then we stay in this cycle of overproduction. That said, I think that we need to find ways ultimately to kind of get a handle on that production so that we make sure that we have a strong enough milk supply out there, but that we aren't hurting ultimately the farm gate price so that farmers can actually do this. What we're seeing over many, many years now is a trend of consolidation in dairy farms, which just concentrates so many of the challenges in livestock production. And so for Wisconsin communities, we need more farms out there doing right by their neighbors, by the land, by the cows, and not just huge mega farms out there. I understand, the economies of scales and so forth, but there's also this resilience in the food system and making sure that those communities continue to have family farms within them.
Well, and as we look at Wisconsin there, and as I was mentioning, California, they're having huge decreases in milk production. How can the Wisconsin dairy farmers walk that fine line of being able to produce enough to make up for what California isn't, but also not overproducing to where they're going to hurt themselves in the long run with the lower prices?
Yeah, on the national scale here in the U.S., there's a lot of concern. Folks will always cite the Canadian example where they actually do have quotas up there, and so they have a little bit of control on that supply. And I think we could learn from that without necessarily putting enormous controls on it. Having a little bit of control over that so you don't have boom and bust is something that is really important. We see this as an issue that, we have Republican members and Democratic members who also feel this way. We have members from Wisconsin and members from California. There's actually a large coalition right now called Dairy Together that is made up of California California groups as well as Wisconsin groups and other states who are looking on policies that can help everybody.
LaRue says that at the NFU, they feel it is very important for a farm bill to get passed during the lame duck session so that the new Congress can hit the ground running. He also says that at the National Farmers Union, they feel it is important to get policies put in place to make sure farmers are getting a fair price for what they produce. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 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 WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 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 WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Min Stumacher, ag meteorologist. I know you're getting ready to hit the road later this afternoon for some Thanksgiving visits, and I think a lot of people are wondering, what kind of craziness can Wisconsin get? What kind of craziness might we experience kind of around the upper Midwest, Stu, for those that are traveling?
We're not really going to leave until tomorrow, Pam, but if you are traveling and heading somewhere, that chance for a few flurries tries to build into the Badger State, especially in the southern half of the state, yet later today or into the evening. Some lake effect snows may fall in far northwest Wisconsin later Friday or to start the weekend, but it's just that, very light snow. You'd have to travel quite a bit further south as low pressure will travel east off to our south, northern Missouri, or into central or southern Illinois. That's where there could be some rain and snow and the like. Otherwise, you're going to have to travel further east or way out to the west to really get a severe weather threat as we head through the weekend. Oh, watching a parade on Friday on TV may look kind of wet in New York because they expect to have some rain. That's not the case here, but we are going to get colder. Temperatures are indeed going to start cooling off around here, pretty close to normal yet tomorrow, but then getting cooler right on through Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The weekend in the low and mid-20s. That's well above our normal, which should be now just about the upper 30s or almost 40. So we are going to be a lot colder for the weekend ahead. A small system may account for a little snow chance later Saturday or Saturday night. I don't expect any more than that, just a small chance. And then I really do anticipate the colder weather, wintry type temperatures, if you will, with highs in the 20s and nighttime lows in the teens, even single digits further north. That will continue on through the mid part of next week. So our cold spell is moving in, and it's going to stick around for a while as well. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
As you head out for the road or work or wherever you're going today, expect more partly sunny skies. That chance for a few scattered flurries in the west yet toward midday, in the east later in the day. Now temperatures today make their way still into the 30s. The warmest about 38 in the south, a lot cooler north. East winds about 5. Still some flurry chance in the south tonight. Partly cloudy, more clouds west down in the lower 20s and upper teens. The north winds at 5 to 10. Partly sunny on Thanksgiving Day. Not too bad. Upper 20s in the north, low 30s south. The northwest winds about 5 to 10. Partly sunny on Friday as well. Upper teens, maybe a 20 in the north. Mid-20s at best in the south with the west winds at 5 to 15. Daytime highs I expect this weekend, they're going to be holding mid-20s in the south. Could be upper teens or only near 20 in the north. Like I mentioned, a little lake effect snow could pop up a little later Saturday or Saturday night, depending how far north you're going. The rest of us just appear to be staying on the drier and cooler cooler side, Pam. If anything, for traveling, make sure you're ready for cool temperatures. Have the extra gloves and the like along, because it is going to feel a lot more like winter as we head toward Friday, right through the weekend, right into next week as well. I just don't expect that storminess in our part of the Midwest. I guess that's good news for traveling or whatever the plans are. Even finishing up the hunting season doesn't sound too bad, but cold.
All right, Stu, thanks for the details. Enjoy your Thanksgiving break. We'll catch up with you on Friday. Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, with that Thanksgiving Eve update brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compure Financial. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and our rural lifestyles. Check out more at Compure.com. Well, here in the Farm Department, we're focused in on that Thanksgiving meal and all the farmers around the world that helped to make it possible. Right here in Wisconsin, we're thinking about Spuds. Charity Seabed Becker's got a conversation with some of our potato growers on what they hope you'll think about when it comes to the Thanksgiving meal. And we're also catching up with our friends from the Steffes Group on a Wednesday. Stick around.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. WRJN. No! WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. WRJN. No! WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Displaced residents of South Lebanon have begun returning to their homes and celebrating hours after a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah took effect. The BBC's Lena Sinjab is in Beirut.
It's been 2 months of intensive violence here, with the last day yesterday, people describing it as hell on earth in Beirut especially.
This day before Thanksgiving is a busy one for travel. Meteorologist Craig Allen says the weather won't help in the eastern half of the country.
Travel is definitely going to be troublesome during the entire day on Thursday in the form of rain and snow, and gusty winds will be picking up and temperatures will be plummeting.
President-elect Trump's border czar Tom Homan visited the Texas-Mexico border and promised a mass deportation.
The nation wants a safe country. We've had enough crime in this country, illegal alien crime. It's time to end it and stop it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback? In the cold, Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami. So how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
The kick, Nebraska goes down and scores a touchdown to take the lead.
If your house looks like mine, you've got a lot of to-do lists that are hanging or sitting someplace. Menu breakout, who's bringing what you're responsible for. Some of those lists may include potatoes. Well, remember, our Wisconsin potato producers had kind of a challenging year this year. Charity Seebecker is going to bring us an update from the growers and what they hope you'll be thinking of around that Thanksgiving table. And a Wisconsin congressman not mincing words on criticism of the way USDA handled the Pure Prairie poultry situation that caught some farmers in western Wisconsin completely by surprise. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report. It is Wednesday, the 27th day of November. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day, back in 2006, Baywatch's Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock got divorced. You say you don't remember that? Well, surprise, surprise. They were only married 4 months before they called it quits. On this day in 2013, same thing happened, only this time it was Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore getting divorced. They'd been married for 8 years. Got some happy birthdays for you. Happy birthday to Bill Nye, the science guy, turned 69 today. And Robin Givens, formerly Mrs. Mike Tyson, she turned 60. And now you know. It's Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. Great website where you will be entertained for hours looking at everything that they've got listed there. And don't forget, if you're thinking about maybe an auction yourself or you want to get connected with some of the different consignment sales that are going on, call them 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Randy Kath is along with us from the Steffes Group on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And you guys are putting a lot of emphasis on sale activity in Wisconsin. Give me a little update, Randy.
Absolutely. So it's definitely auction season, as we've got roughly 80 more auctions to get through before now and the end of the year, or between now and the end of the year. We've got some stuff booked in Wisconsin that is some pretty high-powered, high-quality stuff. On December 5th in Hager City, Kemmerer Farms is having an inventory reduction auction. A really low-hour clean liner John Deere equipment, including harvest and forage equipment. They're simply been buying on some of our dealer auctions and are updating through us, selling through us, and doing their own trades, basically. On December 10th, down in Sharon, Wisconsin, we've got the Vandell equipment auction. Of course, we had their registered jersey sale here a couple weeks ago and went off like a house of fire on that, and they're following up with a equipment auction. A lot of hay and forage equipment, really low-hour, really, really sharp equipment on that sale as well down in Sharon. Again, closing December 10th. December 19th, we have Brian Keller's equipment down in Richland Center. He's simply cutting back on his cropping operation. Of course, he runs a fix-it shop down there. A lot of folks know him, take their stuff in to get it repaired, and he farms on the side and is going to concentrate more on the fix-it end. And he's got, again, some really low-hour, clean equipment, mostly New Holland. based equipment there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, December 19th, we're doing a Wisconsin standalone equipment auction, open to any and all sellers, whether it's construction equipment or agriculture equipment. We're still taking consignments for that up to December 1st. Don't miss the boat there. We will come to you. You do not have to transport your equipment to any yards or any specific location. You simply put a call in to us. We take care of the rest.
That is the beautiful part about working with the Steffes Group. Again, Randy Kath along with us. If you're interested in any of the sales that he listed, or if you'd like to offer up some items for that December Wisconsin-specific consignment, remember the number, 800-726. That's 8609. That's 800-726-8609. Or also find it available on the website, steffesgroup.com. And Randy Kath along with us from the Steffes Group.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
They estimate that somewhere around 500,000 people will head to the woods for Wisconsin's deer hunting season, and I hope every one of them is snacking on something from Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here reminding you that Bavaria Sausage, located on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or online, BavariaSausage.com, is ready to provide you with snacks that have that old world flavor, new world zip, like Lanyagers. Why don't you take some of those to the deer stand or share them around at Deer Camp? And at Bavaria Sausage, they've got some unique flavors they've come up with. Don't forget about the habanero lanyager, the cron lanyager, as well as the traditional. And remember, if you're planning on getting your orders in for Christmas delivery on their custom-made cheese boxes with their great links, please try to get those orders ready by December 8th. You'll find all the details at BavariaSausage.com or stop on by Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. You'll be hearing these numbers from time to time. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources gave us opening weekend totals for the gun deer season. Numbers are a little soft. Harvested about 89,203 deer in opening weekend activity. That's down a little bit from last year and down from our five-year average. 49,038 antlered deer that were harvested. 40,165 antlerless deer. That number actually was up a penny and a half. Speaking of numbers, let's talk numbers. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel and block cheese were both unchanged. The butter actually finished down 2¾ cents at 248.5 per pound. Yesterday, we saw the December corn finish 4¾ cents lower at 420. March was down a nickel at 428. January beans dropped 2¼ to 983.5. November next year beans were up 2¼ at 1012¾. December class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 40 cents, 1881. January class 3 milk was up 29 cents at 1860 a hundredweight. I glanced at what the equity sales Barnes had for numbers as far as our livestock markets this week. The beef steers across the state were ranging 177 to 184. Holstein steers 145 to $1.67 per pound. Cows 60 to 80 cents a pound. That bull calf market still very, very robust. Bull calves were selling $500 to $640 per animal. Heifers $300 to $750 per animal. And those beef or beef cross calves still exceptionally valuable. $770 to $940 per animal. And remember, folks, this is for baby calves. That's how valuable they are. And there's your market update. Coming up next, we're talking about what's going on with USDA and the Pure Prairie poultry situation. Some strong words from Wisconsin Congressman. That's next.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The framers of the U.S. Constitution included the Foreign Emoluments Clause because they feared the influence, corruption, and bribery they witnessed in Europe's monarchies. Why should Americans care about it? The Foreign Emoluments Clause in Article 1, Section 9 reads in part, "And no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of Congress, accept any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state." Fordham Law professor Zephyr Teachout writes that James Madison mentions corruption 54 times in his Constitutional Convention notes, and that 24 sections of the Constitution were designed to prevent it. Fast forward to 2021, when after 4 years, 20 foreign governments spent an estimated $13.6 million at President Trump's properties, according to the House Ethics Committee and Good Government Groups. Prior to Trump, presidents put businesses and investments into a blind trust, shielding the president from information which could influence decisions not in the best interest of the country. In 2017, Trump turned his assets over to his two sons in a trust document, but continued to receive updates and income, and didn't disclose the holding of over 100 trademarks in China and Russia until 2023. We have more on the Foreign Emoluments Clause at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
About the situation with Pure Prairie Poultry. That's that Minnesota poultry processing facility that declared bankruptcy. What it did was leave some farmers in Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin on the hook for taking care of birds that had no market. And that was a difficult lesson for at least four of our Wisconsin poultry producers to learn the hard way. Now, Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden, who sits on the House Agriculture Committee, is leveling criticism at the U.S. Department of Agriculture for their lack of action to assist the producers and their oversight of money that was lent to the poultry processing facility that went bust.
The USDA has completely blown off Congress. It is absolutely inexcusable that they do this. So I am a member of Congress. I'm a member of the co-equal branch of government. And the USDA is responsible for giving about $50 million to a company that had failed several times before. They failed one more time, and we had about 3.5 million birds that were hanging out there in the lurch, of which the ones in Iowa and Minnesota were euthanized. And fortunately, our farmers were able to distribute the birds that their flocks to folks. So it is completely unacceptable.
That's Wisconsin's Congressman Derek Van Orden. He doesn't stop his criticism of USDA there. In fact, he's very vocal. He's glad Tom Vilsack is leaving.
I'm thrilled that Secretary Vilsack will no longer be there because he has been nothing but intransigent to us. If you look at how our farms have been struggling, everything from trade to input costs. And yes, in fact, the USDA has the ability to affect input costs to a certain level. So I'm very glad that he's leaving. I'm very glad that President Trump is coming in, and we're going to see a change in how we approach American agriculture. And I'm telling you what, with our new ag secretary coming in, I think that we're going to be much better off right now.
Harsh words from Wisconsin Congressman Darren Van Orden. He said he is continuing to investigate why the U.S. Department of Agriculture repeatedly gave grant monies to the company Pure Prairie Poultry, despite the fact that they'd failed previously. So it's an ongoing quest of his. coming up next. You know, it's been a tough growing season for a lot of Wisconsin farmers, but our potato and vegetable growers did a wonderful job bringing bounty to your table. Charity Seebecker shares the story with us next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When it comes to Thanksgiving, turkey might steal the spotlight, but it's not the only star of the table. There's another ingredient that brings families together, fuels traditions, and offers endless possibilities for your holiday feast. I'm talking about potatoes. And Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And from creamy mashed potatoes to crispy roasted ones piled high with gravy or baked into cheesy casseroles, they've earned their spot as a holiday essential. Dana Roddy, Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association Director of Promotions, Communication, and Consumer Education, says they're more than just a side dish. They're a tradition and nutritional powerhouse.
Potatoes are an extremely important vegetable, not only for our health, but also for our economy. Wisconsin is the number one potato producing state east of the Mississippi. And in the nation, we're actually number three. So there's about 100 growers in the state that produce on average about 63,000 acres of potatoes every year. And Thanksgiving and Christmas are the two holidays where consumers go to have potatoes on their tables. I actually don't know a family that doesn't incorporate potatoes in some way into their holiday planning, which we absolutely love. Again, I mentioned potatoes are a whole food. They're highly nutritious. They offer the most nutrients per penny. And you can actually buy more potatoes per dollar than most other vegetables in the produce department. So it's actually a highly important vegetable on any night of the year.
Just how many pounds of potatoes are typically sold in Wisconsin then leading up to Thanksgiving and even into Christmas? Are there specific stats that show just how much of an impact our holiday season has on them?
So I have data from 2023 that shows that consumers across the nation spent roughly $220 million on 265 million pounds of fresh potatoes. They're buying potatoes every week of the year, but there's a sizable increase, especially during the holidays, just because consumers are looking for any kind of potatoes to include in their holiday celebrations.
Like you mentioned, I don't know many families that don't have potatoes on their table during this holiday season. There's so many ways to serve them: mashed, roasted, baked, even in casseroles. So do you have an idea of just which one of those is more often used, or what is that consumer demand? What are they using it for?
Yeah, I think it's real common for consumers to think of a typical baked potato or even a mashed potato or roasting them. I know the cheesy potato casserole is a big favorite of a lot of people that I've talked to, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, even Easter for that matter. But I think what we like to share is the versatility of potatoes, that you don't just have to mash them or roast them or bake them. There are so many different ways of using potatoes, even in terms of dessert. And you wouldn't think that, but we actually have a cookie recipe on our website that uses mashed potatoes in the in the preparations of it. And by tasting, and then you can decorate the cookies for Christmas. You can frost them and put on, you know, all the sugar and all the red hots that you want on top. But there are so many different ways to use potatoes that I don't think the average consumer thinks about on a regular basis. And that's what I really love to feature, because you can incorporate such great nutrition in other ways that go beyond mashing and baking and roasting. Certainly those family favorites and traditions are a favorite of mine too. I just always like to tell people, hey, don't limit yourself. If you want to try something new in the kitchen this year for the holidays, then go all out.
Are there specific varieties of potatoes that are more popular than for these Thanksgiving dishes?
Yeah, russets are a real common go-to, I think, especially if you're mashing. Reds are a go-to as well, depending on the dish that you're preparing. Even mashing, if you keep the skin on, red skin potatoes are popular for mashing as well, and highly nutritious with the skin incorporated. Yellows are actually up and coming, more popular than what they have been even 5-7 years ago. So it's really interesting to see that trend, and they kind of offer a little bit of a buttery appearance and buttery texture, creamy texture, earthy flavor that can incorporate real unique aspects into your dish as well.
Once again, that's Dana Roddy, Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association's Director of Promotions, Communication, and Consumer Education, joining us. So as you plan your holiday feast, don't forget the endless possibilities of potatoes on your plate. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Subecker.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
An example of the value of ag research today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
University of Missouri researchers are finding some pretty valuable uses for a purple corn variety native to South America. Pavel Samovat and his colleagues are discovering some impressive characteristics along the way.
By a natural quirk, some of these corn varieties which mutated in Southern America, they ended up actually producing a lot of phytochemicals or chemical compounds which have many beneficial properties.
Samovat says these include some much healthier chemical alternatives like food coloring.
For example, red 40 dye is synthesized from petroleum and is 40% of all the food colorants used in the U.S. Now, many researchers or small-scale studies have reported that these synthetic dyes may have harmful effects, especially on children.
Samovat says another potential use for the chemicals found in purple corn is producing biodegradable food packaging. These particular varieties are not presently suited for our climate in the U.S., but, says Samovat, that could change with further breeding.
If we kind of produce greater amounts of colored corn, U.S. can become an exporter of these value-added corn varieties to countries in Europe and other parts of the world.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
That first time seeing my son,
I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CV.